I do not need to go and start to tell you about the story of the women of Rajasthan. You have all heard it all. That this group was birthed on the 7th of October, 1993. And that's why we are here. Every October we celebrate. You see that we came all the way from London to come and celebrate with the women of Rajasthan in Bristol. So when it's our turn, you also will come to London towards the end of this month, Monday 27th, yes, and to Sunday 2nd. So we want to see you all come and celebrate with us. Let's celebrate this child as the baby grows in stature, wisdom, knowledge and understanding, and finding favor before God and before man. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to thank you all that came with me from London. It's not very easy. If I have to pay for your hotels, I know what will come out of my pocket. But you are joined with me to celebrate this baby. You paid your transport fares. You paid for your hotels. You prayed for your cabs, coming to church and everything. God appreciates all this. When you leave this place, you will see the mighty hands of God rewarding you in various ways. Amen. Promotions upon promotions. Things that eyes have not seen, things that ears have not heard, things that have never entered into the mind of anyone. These are the plans of God for you. And to those of you that are here, because you have prepared yourself for this glorious occasion, God Almighty will also promote you. He will do great and mighty things in your life. He will never leave you nor forsake you. As this baby is growing in stature, you also will grow in stature. You will grow in wisdom. You will grow in knowledge. You will grow in understanding. Amen. And you will find favor before God. Amen. The mighty God I'm talking about. Amen. And before men. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Without wasting time this morning. And again, let me just say thank you to our Father in the Lord, Apostle Williams, that has given me the opportunity to use the gift and the grace of God upon my life. Let's put our hands together for him. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank God for Pastor Benson too, that is here waiting for us so that we can impact your lives too. Let's put our hands together for Pastor Benson. And also for Pastor Sam, all the way from Birmingham. We want to thank God for your life, supporting us to the end. His wife could not make it, but she sent our greetings. So we thank God for all of you. And those of you I didn't mention, just thank God for your life. Amen. Amen. Thank God for the children that are becoming great women of Real Destiny in Bristol. In Jesus' name. Amen. From Friday, we looked into what can make us to be destined for greatness. And we looked into a Bible character, the woman Ruth. If you have not listened to that message, go back and listen to it again. She's a woman that was destined for greatness. And we can see from all that she passed through, all that she went through, even though she was of the world, but God transformed her life and brought him to Christ. We referenced what are the things that made her destined for greatness. We referenced her dedication. We referenced her loyalty. We referenced her faith. We referenced our resilience. We referenced our humility. And we capped it all with dedication. She was dedicated to what she believed in. And through her mother-in-law, she was able to make it to the end. She found herself being destined for greatness, and she reigned with God forever. When you read the book of Matthew, you see her name mentioned in the genealogy of Christ. So I want to say to you all that you are also destined for greatness. That's why you are here this morning. Being in the loins of Apostle Williams and myself and all the elders and leadership of Christ Church Tabernacle, you are destined for greatness because your ears will hear what the Holy Spirit wants you to hear. That's why we cannot be in this church, Christ Church Tabernacle, and see one leg in the world. We have to forget everything about the world. Like Ruth forgot everything about a Moabite is a type of this world. Forgot everything about where she was coming from. And she clung to to the God of Naomi. After losing everything, I deliberately read the story to us so that we, if you don't even have time to read the story, you have seen her lifestyle from chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4. She keeps finding favor before God because of her dedication to God. And this morning we are going to look about Jesus himself, Jesus' lifestyle, and what Jesus taught about greatness. Jesus' teaching, we are going to look at Jesus' teaching on submission. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. That is best of this land. That is best of Bristol that we are about to eat. And we must be willing. Willing to submit to authority. Willing to submit to God, the mighty God himself. And things will come to be in our lives. So we are going to look at one of Jesus' teaching on what can make you to be great. What can make you to be destined for greatness? And I picked the word submission. Hallelujah. Amen. You read this from the book of John, chapter 13, 1 to 17. He said, it was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. Jesus demonstrated love to his disciples. That shows someone that is destined for greatness. The way your leaders will show love to you, the way you also will show love to one another, is a sign of being destined for greatness. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. We won't be a Judas Iscariot in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet. In those days, washing of feet is very common. When you come as a guest to visit the people, you wash your feet. Because, you know, they walk on sandals and all the dust and everything. So they wash their feet as a respect to people's homes. He said he came to Simon Peter. No, after that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with a towel that was wrapped around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? He looked at Jesus. Jesus, the Lord, our Lord and our teacher, Jesus, the Savior of the world, coming to wash his feet. One of the disciples said, no, it's just like your pastor will come and say, I want to wash your feet. Will you put your feet down? You know, you feel reluctant to say, ah, no. Or one of the elders in the church said, I want to wash your feet. You will feel so Peter was so reluctant. I said, no, he's the Savior of the whole world. You can't wash my feet. No. It was a lot of struggle for Peter. Jesus replied, you do not realize now what I am doing. But later, you will understand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How do we wash each other's feet? By respecting ourselves. By respecting and being dedicated to one another. Amen. That's the way we wash feet. We don't do it in the physical sometimes. You have to make sure that you humble yourself, respect, dedicate yourself to the work of ministry. Helping people that are falling to stand. Amen. Reflecting Jesus at all times. These are ways that we can wash each other's feet. Not by biting, not from biting or gossiping, or it must not be found among us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are blessed when we do these right things that I'm teaching us this morning. Jesus answered, a person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean. and you are clean, though not every one of you. For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have just done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher. Like you call pastor, you call elders, you call deacon. And then you use, and Lord, you call me teacher. I want you to underline those two words, teacher and Lord. And rightly so, for that is what I am or who I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. Amen?
Amen.
You must watch and pray for your neighbors. You must watch and pray for your sisters or your brothers. You must honor them. You must not gossip them at the back. You must respect them. You must show full love, not half love. You must not suspect. You must make sure that you are pure in heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You must make sure that the word of God dwells richly in you. And you must make sure that you relate the word of God between one another. You know, not gossiping people. That is the way to wash your feet. I have set you an example that you should do also, as I have done for you. I tell you the truth. No servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Verse 17. Said, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that you know how to respect, now that the word that comes out of your mouth is seasoned with salt, now that you know how to love your neighbors as yourself, now that you know how to reflect Christ in various ways, you will be blessed if you do them. So I pray this morning that this word of God will not depart from you.
Amen.
You will meditate on it day and night.
Amen.
So that you will make your way prosperous.
Amen.
In another word, what is Jesus saying in that verse 17? Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. In another word, you are destined for greatness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will be blessed. Anyone that is blessed is destined for greatness if you do them. That if you follow my example, if you follow the way my ways of life, he said you will be blessed. And what does the Bible talk about a blessed man? Say, blessed is the man who does not sit in the seat of mockers, nor stand in the ways of sinners. But his desire is in the law of the Lord. And in his law, he does what? Meditate day and night. When you are full of the word of God, you will reflect the word of God at all times. If you want to be great in God's kingdom, you must be a servant of all, or a servant of everyone. You must be ready to serve as Jesus demonstrated this example. Jesus did not only teach, but also demonstrated. There are many today that love to teach, but to act or demonstrate their teaching is difficult. You cannot see them reflect, but Jesus reflected all his teaching in person. This principle of submission through his own lifestyle and actions. We see that in the book of John 13 that I'm reading to us from that verse 14. To 15. He said, if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, look at my era, my life. If I, that is your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. And I said to us, not by backbiting or front biting or being rude. When you are a rude person, there is no way you are demonstrating the washing of feet that Jesus demonstrated. You must be a caring person. You must use the grace of God upon your life to do good. Then you know that you are destined for greatness. In the book of Matthew, chapter 20 as well, Jesus, from verse 25, Jesus called them together and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. And I say the same to us this morning, not so with us. Instead, whoever wants to become great amongst you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. In other words, must be a servant. Hallelujah. Amen. In conclusion this morning, let's look at the book of Romans, chapter 12. I read from verse 3 to 8. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. Washing the feet of one another, you can never think of yourself more highly than you ought. But rather, think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each of you have one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many form one body, and each member belongs to all the other. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us. You have gifts in us. We have gifts in us. But it comes with a grace that is apportioned to us. If a man's gift is prophesying, I want you to listen very carefully, because these are the things that will make you to be destined for greatness. You must use your gift. You must not keep your talent. You must not bury your talent. You must not just come to church, sit down, and go. You must involve in what is happening in the church. You want to be an usher, be an usher. If you want to be a singer, join the choir. If you want to be protocol and all these groups that God has used Apostle Williams and myself to establish in this church, you must be doing something. There is a grace of God upon your life. Say to your neighbor,
neighbor,
there is a grace
of God
upon your life.
Use it.
Establish it.
Promote it.
And it shall be well with you.
So he
said, we have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to his faith. I'm going to pray that God should also develop our faith. Amen.
Amen.
Because if you don't have faith, there is no way you can use the gift that God has given to you in proportion to your faith. If it is serving, you are destined for greatness. What is that grace of God upon your life? The gift of God, the spiritual gift is mentioned if it's prophesying. It takes you to get involved in God, dedicated to his word, for you to even get to this stage of prophesying. You want to get there. You don't want to come to church and the pastor, see vision for me. We don't do that here. You want to see vision by yourself. Amen?
Amen.
You want God to speak with you personally. As he visited the prophet and the people of old, you want God to visit. God is still God. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
So if we are in God, we must begin to see what we are reading in the Bible so that it can happen to us. If the gift of God or the grace of God upon your life is to serve, verse 7 says, if it is serving, let him serve. But sometimes it's difficult for people to serve. The Lord will encourage you more in this area. Serve. There are people that are ushers. Serve. Join the group. Don't just come. You're a member of the church. You're just coming. Every Sunday you sit down. No. Get involved. Say to your neighbor. Get involved. Amen. If it is teaching, we want more teachers for Sunday school so that when we bring our children, we have children Sunday school, adults in Sunday school, you get involved so that the work is not too much for your pastor. So that the work is not too much for your leaders. Get involved so that everybody, like now we are not in London, but the service is going on. We listened to the message this morning from London. Apostle is not there, but someone that had been involved from the beginning was asked to go and minister. So get involved, so that I can be part of people that are destined for greatness. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. He didn't just let him give. No, generously. Amen.
Amen.
If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. Want to pray this morning that, Lord, help me to identify the area of your grace upon my life and help me to use it effectively. Because there is something to identify the area of God's grace upon your life and you know it, but how are you using it? Are you using it effectively or are you using it in another way? When you continue with that, Romans chapter 12 from verse 9, it says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Someone that is destined for greatness must hate what is evil. Amen.
Amen.
Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. That is washing of feet. Amen.
Amen.
Honor one another above yourself. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual favor serving the Lord. Just be born out for the Lord. Serve the Lord faithfully so that you can keep going on and on. Verse 12 says, be joyful in hope. As we hope for his coming, let us hope with joy that Jesus is coming soon. Patient in affliction. Faithful in prayer. When they call prayer meeting, do you come to church? Or is only pastor and the walls? Do you get involved? I ask you, get involved. These are the things that make you to be destined for greatness. Faithfulness in prayer. When you know how to pray and you join other people to pray, it will develop you more and more. It's not when they ask you to come and pray, I don't know how to pray. You know I'm not there like you. No. You just have to start. So if you are still lacking behind, I want you to start now that I'm talking about. Share with God's people who are in need. When you don't come regularly to church, you don't interact, how do you want to know people that are in need that you want to bless? These are part of fellowship. Amen?
Amen.
That's why you know your sister, you just sit down at home with your problems. No. Come together with people. They will know the area they can be of help to you. Share with people. People will know your birthday and know what time, how to celebrate your birthday with you. Instead of you sitting out at home, when is the man coming? I'm talking to women now. Oh, when is that promotion? No. This is another birthday, another year. It's going by now. No. Share with God's people who are in need. Make sure you come. Let people know the area of your need so that they can help you. I'm not talking, because when you look at need now, we are only looking at the physical. No, I'm talking about spiritual needs. There are people that are empty within, but God wants to fill you till your cup overflows.
Amen.
Amen. Spiritual
Amen.
Need. People don't know how to read the Bible and understand. But when you come to church regularly, you attend prayer meetings, the man of God will speak the word, he will give you Bible passages, you go back home and read it, be like Berean Christian. That's how you will grow. That's why they can share with you who are in need of spiritual things. And when you are in need of physical things as well, but when you fellowship, people will be able to know the areas where they can help you. Practice hospitality. You know, I've not been able to tell you thank you. You made me feel so satisfied, and my husband. We felt we have found a tent here. We have been eating and drinking, and I know without your contribution towards all this, we cannot eat well like this. We ate more than we can eat. So I want to thank you so much. Thank you for feeding us. So I don't need to even preach this practice hospitality for you. You are practicing it already.
Amen.
You are on top, and you never go down.
Amen.
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. There is no fighting. No problems should come and develop among you all. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud. Humble yourself. But be willing to associate with people of low position. Don't look down on anybody. It's not my class. We don't do class thing here. We are all the same class because we belong to Christ. Do not be conceited. That is excessively proud of yourself. No. Don't be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. If people do you evil, try to do them good so that they can change forever. Amen. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Amen?
Amen.
When you live at peace with everyone, you will not be coming this way or keeping malice and the other person you just turn back. No. When you live at peace, you are a peaceful person. Because you are in the kingdom of peace. The kingdom of God is of righteousness, peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you live a righteous life, you'll be able to live a peaceful life. Do not take revenge, my friends. But leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. And on the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, you don't have enemy, do the Bible says you should do what? Feed them. But eventually you have one. Feed them. It's no more your enemy. Feed. Feed them with the word of God. I love the word of God. So I'm not talking of I'll talk more about spiritual things. Because when you have spiritual things, you have everything. You have physical things. When God is feeding you, he opens doors for you. And you never lack physically. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you will heap burning coal on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. I rest my case here this morning. So as the word of God has said, as I'm ending before I call Apostle Williams, I want us to rise this morning. Amen. I want us to rise. You want to pray. There is a grace of God upon your life. There is a gift. You have that gift of God upon your life. You want to pray, Lord, help me to identify the area of my grace and help me to use it effectively. Lift up your voice and pray. I want to hear each one as you are praying. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. Lord, help me to identify the area of your grace upon my life and use it effectively. You want to use that grace of God upon your life effectively. He mentioned them to you. He mentioned them to you. If he's teaching, if he's prophesying, if he's being hospitable, if it is serving, you want to identify the gift and the grace of God that is given to you. If he's prophesying, develop it, develop it. And you will get there in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, help me to identify that special grace that you have given to me so that I can use it. If it's going out there to evangelize, even without being told as a church to go, go and speak to people. Go and speak to people. Let them come in to come and serve, to come and do the work of ministry. Go there. We are preparing them for greatness. There are people that are rotting away in the world that are prepared, that God wants you to prepare for greatness. Go and bring them. Go and make disciples of all nations. That is the mandate that is given to us. Lord, put your words in my mouth so that I can go and fish for you. Yere sakeria baba, clothe me with strength. Take away every form of laziness from me, O God. He said, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought. But rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given to you. Lord, increase my faith. Lord, increase my faith. Father, establish me, O God, increase my faith. Father, increase my faith so I can function in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, we want to pray this morning. As this morning we are looking at Jesus' submission. Submitting to his disciples and washing their feet, caring for them, giving them the best of life before he departs this world. You want to tell the Lord this morning, Lord, give me a servant heart. You need a servant heart to do that. Give me a servant heart and clothe me with the grace to be a servant of all. In the mighty name of Jesus. He said, whoever wants to become great among you must be a servant. Jesus knew that he was destined for greatness. And when he was about to leave his disciples, he went to them. He removed all his clothes, anything that can hold him back. He removed pride. He removed pride, selfishness he removed. And he bent and started washing his disciples' feet. A sign of humility. A sign of submission. Lord, we thank you this morning. Grant us that grace. Grant us that servant heart. Give us that servant heart and clothe us with that grace to be a servant in the name of Jesus. Lord, help me to serve. I know I have a call of God upon my life. And I have a mandate to make it to the end. So, Father, I pray for that grace of submission. So that I can submit myself to your authority. And do your will to the end. He said, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. In another word, you are destined for greatness if you do all these things. Lord, help me to be a servant. Let that servant spirit come upon me. In the name of Jesus, you have called me to serve. And I know I have that mandate. So, Father, help me in the area of my submission. Touch our hearts, O God. Touch our minds, O God. We know we are destined for greatness. Part of the grace, part of the characteristics of people that are destined for greatness, as you have been hearing it from the beginning, is loyalty, is faith, is resilience, is humility, dedication, O God. Father, we learn this through your servant daughter, Ruth. So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus. Clothe us with all this, O God. Help us to be dedicated to you. Help us to be loyal to authority. Increase our faith. Help us to be resilient. Help us to be humble, O God. And this morning, Lord Jesus, help us to be submissive, O God, to your authority. Help us to love you more in the name of Jesus. As you have loved us, O God, help us to love you more. Thank you, everlasting Father. Father, we are not just hearing that we are destined for greatness, but clothe us, O God, with all the characteristics of things that will make us to be great. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I speak for your promotion. I speak for your grace. I speak for your understanding. So that we can understand what you are trying to do, O God. Father, clothe us with strength in our Christian race. As people that are destined for greatness, help us to go through the path of righteousness. All for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus. You have promised good to us. You said, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will be with us. As we move on the line and look forward to greatness. Father, we say, Lord Jesus, that you lead us. Heavenly Father, lead us, O God, through life's turbulences. Lead us, Lord Jesus, and help us in every area of our life, Lord Jesus. Help us to dwell under your shadow in the mighty name of Jesus. Lead us, lead us, lead us, lead us. Let the pillar of cloud by day lead us. The pillar of fire by night lead us. Father, grant us grace and understanding in the area of the gift that are given to us. Help us, O God. We cannot help ourselves. Holy Spirit, help us. Holy Spirit, help us. Guide us, O God. Help us to be dedicated to you, O God. Help us to be loyal to you, O God. Help us to be submissive to you, O God. Give us that servant heart, O God, so that we can demonstrate it among one another. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray this morning, O God, that let your shining light guide us. Let your shining light guide us. Guide us into our greatness, Lord Jesus. Everlasting Father, we commit our lives We commit ourselves, we commit our family into your hand. Guide us, O God. Use us as parents to help our children. Guide them as well, O God. Father, we thank you, O God, for you to deliver Ruth, O God. You took him from Moabite and brought him into your kingdom of light. Father, use us as Naomi, Lord Jesus, to bring many people from the world to come to you, Lord Jesus. Help us to teach them your ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for hearing us. We commit Christian Church into your hand. You are the guiding light. You are the heavenly light. Lead them, Lord Jesus. Lead them. Let your presence lead them in the name of Jesus. Lead their men, lead their women, lead their pastor. Give them understanding, Lord Jesus, to do great things in you. When we leave this place today, Lord Jesus, let that word not leave them. Remind them all the time that they are not in church just to be church, but they are here because you have called them to yourself. And you have seated them in the heavenly places, right by your side, above principalities and power, so that they can do all that you do, as you are destined for greatness and you remain with the Father forever. So when you will come to take us home, we also will be with him forever and ever. So we exalt you, O God. We magnify your name, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, may your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. I just heard from the Lord that this is convention. 32 years of women of royal testimony. God wants you to ask him anything this morning that you want him to do for you. You are going to be silent for a while and you are going to pour your heart before the Lord. When it was Shiloh, before Shiloh, Hannah poured her heart before the Lord. And as she poured her heart before the Lord, God answered her cry. Even the minister told her off, but she kept on asking because she knew. So you want to, for this minute, you want to just ask anything. So that by the time we come back here next year to celebrate Women of Royal Destiny, you have a testimony. Amen. Lift up your voice to the Lord and begin to pour out your heart. Speak to him. Peradventure, you don't know what to ask. Maybe you want to increase in God. You are just too much down there. You want God to take you to the higher heights. You want to walk with him. Your daily walk with him. You want God to construct it again and bring you to the limelight of God. You want God to open your eyes so that when you read the scriptures, you have an understanding. Maybe you are trusting God for physical things. Trusting God for the fruits of the womb, because I'm talking to women. Trusting God for a husband. Trusting God for a wife. Trusting God. I don't know what is in your heart. What you want God to do for you before next year, so that you will come here to testify. Hannah was able to come back to give glory to God. And God answered her cry. You want to cry to the Lord this morning. There are various things. You want promotion in your work. You have been going through hate, hurts. Anytime you go to work, you are happy. Coming back home is the only time that gives you joy. You want to settle it before the Lord this morning. What are the other things that you are looking forward to God to do for you in your life? Use this opportunity. Because in the time of celebration that we are giving thanks and we are dancing, that you want to cry to the Lord. I believe that God has answered our prayers this morning. Father, we thank you this morning. Because the Bible says, while we are yet speaking, you have answered. Yes, so we exalt them. We thank you for answered prayer. Even there are some things that we need in our life, our spiritual work with you, that we don't know. By this time next year, I will not be in, just coming in and out of church and not being established. We want to tell the Lord, establish me. Establish me. Make me a pillar in the household of faith. I don't want to keep coming in and going out. I want you to know me as a worshiper. As a worshiper. Thank you for calling me. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. If you have not saved you, you won't be here this morning. If you do not understand about the call of God upon your life, you won't be here this morning. But you want a deeper understanding
so that I can do better than this by the time we come next year. Thank you. Everlasting Father, may your name be glorified. In Jesus' anointed name.